most generally just to separate two different kinds of liquid, like if they'd send diesel fuel behind gasoline or something, see. And it would just go right through the pipeline with the fuel.
And then they call that a go devil.
They call that a go devil.
I didn't know that.
Now, what?
I think this term here was referring to some sort of farm implement. So I guess they've got a new name now.
Well, yeah. I don't believe I'd know what a go devil was in regard to that.
It'd be kind of like a
stone boat,
maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, I don't know.
I doubt it.
What's a stone boat?
Well, it was just a kind of a, it wouldn't be much different than a half a bobsled. It was just something the horses dragged, or you dragged with the tractor. It was just a skid is actually what it was.
Okay.
It's good to know. Usually used to break horses with,
huh? Well, we use them to haul water with, too. Just use it like a sled is what you use it like.
What about if you were resting your horse or you put something around its face to fill it full of oats, what would that thing be called?
Feed bag? Nose bag? Nose bag, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got a picture to show you here. Maybe you can identify it. I'm sure you know much more about this than I do. First of all, identify that figure on the right. As many of those...
This one? The whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Which would be a saddle.
Okay.
Now, how much...
Maybe to explain the portion that you're identifying.
Well, I can't read the number up here.
I guess that's one.
That would be the horn. And two would be the cantle.
Uh-huh.
Five would be the small skirt. And six would be the skirt. Eight would be the fender, 13 would be the cinch, and 7 would be the latigo. And I don't know what 10 and 9 is. Oh, yeah, that's the stirrup, yeah. And 9 is the stirrup strap, you bet. We got her all.
Wow.
Except this little piece right up here, and I should know a name for that. But what did they call that?
Right underneath where you sit down?
Yeah, right there. I mean, right under your leg. The way they've got it numbered here, it's different than the small skirt. See, actually, the way saddles are made, 4 and 11 is all in one piece. Yeah.
What about this number 3 here? Did you...
Well, can't do it.
Okay, that's fine.
That, can't do that. Although I should be able to.
You're a great expert so far. What about this figure over here?
Yeah, the bridle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 1's the brow band, 2's the nose band, 7, of course, is the bit, and 8's the curb strap, 6 is the rein, 5 is the check rein, and 3 is the head stall. Now, I think we got them all, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
4 is the throat latch.
And all those things have names. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, for cinch, would you ever use the term belly band, or is that something different?
Well, they call it a flank cinch. Usually on a saddle, the front one is a cinch, and the back one's just a flank cinch. I mean, they've got them pictured just the same here, but actually, you look at these rigs out in this country anyway, and your back one is just a leather strap that's probably lined with sheepskin. And it's just to keep the rear of your saddle from being yanked up if you catch a critter or something.
Uh-huh.
So that
would be basically used just for roping one with the...
Yes. Or if you was packing a horse, like if you put a pack saddle on him, why, that'd keep the back of the saddle from coming up. But the back cinch is never tight like the front one.
Now, what's this thing that a cowboy would throw to catch?
Yeah. He'd throw a rope up here, but you might be looking for lariat. I don't know. But
you would probably use the word rope, though.
You bet.
Were there different types of ropes?
Oh, yeah, there was two main types. Originally, they were made from hemp, and then they finally started making them with nylon when nylon come in, you know, and that's completely replaced the hemp now.
Have you ever heard of a piggin string?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Well, what's that?
Well, that's a short piece of small line or rope that they used to hog tie a